That's Bombs Over Baghdad, Outkast, Andre 3000 of Outkast, born on this day in 1975. And now it is time for the Baltimore City Paper, our weekly conversation. And Anna Walsh is with us, the Eat and Drinks editor of the City Paper. Anna, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing very well.
So, good to hear.
Yeah, you too. So let's talk a bit about what's happening in this issue. I know one of the issues, and we've been talking to him a great deal too, and we'll be going out to do a story with him, is Nether's Freddie Gray mural.
Yeah, so our photo editor, Joe Giordano, did a great Q&A with Nether talking about, you know, what he's been doing out in Sandtown, what the inspiration for the mural is that he did. You know, it's a really gorgeous mural featuring Freddie Gray, current protesters, and also older civil rights leaders from the 1960s. And he talks about what they're hoping to do next. You know, he wants to keep doing art to try and keep rejuvenating Sandtown, I guess. And he's working a lot with the residents of Sandtown to try to implement these projects, which is really cool.
And who is Devin Allen and what's he photographing?
So Devin Allen, if you remember the Time cover from a few weeks back with, you know, it shows a protester running away from all of the cops.
Yes.
And it says 1968 and then it scratched down and says 2015. It's like a really beautiful, iconic cover.
Yes.
The photographer of that is Devin Allen, who's actually a self-taught photographer who grew up in West Baltimore, now lives in Catonsville, and he doesn't do this professionally. He just decided to go out and cover the protests. And he's a really remarkable photographer. And Joe, our photo editor, sat down with him and was talking a lot about, you know, his, Devin Allen's views on photography as a form of activism and how it can work hand in hand with the protests. And also, you know, some technical stuff about how he got to train himself as a photographer. So it's really exciting that we have, you know, this amazing photographic talent in Baltimore getting recognized, someone who totally taught themselves the craft.
Yeah, I had no idea, actually, and I guess I was asleep, but I had no idea that he was in Baltimore until I saw the City Paper last night and was watching that. So that's really a fascinating piece to read. And you have and then you have this the latest evidence at Creative Alliance is something else you were covering in this issue.
Yeah, it's it sort of fits in actually with a lot of the things that we're talking about in this issue really nicely. The cover tagline is "Art is not a luxury," and you know, a lot of our pieces are talking about art in relationship to the community and in relationship to problems in the community. And so there's this exhibit at Creative Alliance that ties into that really nicely called Evidence Identity Through Fiber Art.
Right.
And it's all quilts, which doesn't sound particularly political in itself.
But it is.
But yeah. Yeah. But quilts were historically used as a storytelling tool. And these three different artists use them to tell really political and moving stories. Rebecca Kirkman, our new visual arts editor, did a really excellent job.
She did a great
talking
job
about all the politics.
Really good article.
She's great.
And and you also have this other piece from Sandtown, talking to a resident in Sandtown, which I thought that Matthew Loftus did, that I thought was also a really good piece.
Yeah, Matthew Loftus, excuse me, is a really, really smart guy, very intelligent. He lives in Sandtown and has for about 5 years working as a family physician there. And he submitted a really great op-alt talking about, you know, turning all of the anger surrounding Sandtown into action and how people coming into Sandtown who want to help should be working with the citizens of Sandtown who have, you know, been working on these issues themselves for years, way before the death of Freddie Gray. So it's a really intelligent piece.
So Anna, tell me what's happening with, before we have to run here, with Eats and Drinks.
Oh, well, Eats and Drinks, our esteemed reviewer Mary Zajac makes her triumphant return. She had to take a couple of months off, but we're happy to have her back. And she goes back to Jack's Bistro and you know, it made a really big splash when it first opened 8 years ago, and she goes to see how it's been holding up. And spoiler alert, it's been doing very well. So.
You're not supposed to do that, but that's okay.
I know, I'm
just teasing.
I know.
I'm just teasing. It's a great, this is really a great issue, and I've enjoyed reading the pieces that came through early this morning. And I want to thank once again Anna Walsh, the Eats and Drinks editor for the City Paper. Just go around the city and pop it out of the box. And really get a lot going in this week's City Paper. Anna Walsh, thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Yep, see you next week.
All right, take care. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you all for being part of this program today. It's always great to have you with us and making the show what it is by calling in and giving us all your thoughts and ideas that we try to engage with. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andrea Melton. Our engineering intern is Anthony Nichols. Our intern and Dan History producer is Sienna Greaves. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. And we're out of here. On the way out of here, we're hearing Spellbound by Susie Sue and the Banshees. Susie Sue, born on this day in 1957. The podcast of Mark Steiner Show, share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care. You have no choice, you hear